91.9 KBCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Strong winds will whip through much of the Inland Empire today and this weekend, but thanks to recent rainstorms, the risk of fire is low. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory through Sunday. Gusts between 35 and 45 miles per hour are expected. Winds could reach up to 55 miles per hour directly below the Cajon Pass. Weather forecasters warn that winds could blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down and cause power outages in some areas. Drivers should be cautious when traveling along the 210, Route 66, and the 10 below the Cajon Pass. If you've been feeling the squeeze on your wallet, you're not alone. A report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics published late last month found that inflation is up in the Inland Empire. KBCR's Madison Ament has more.
The IE tops a list of 12 metropolitan areas for the highest rate of inflation in November. It's 4.5% for San Bernardino Riverside, compared to 2.7% nationally. Rent prices here notably increased 5% compared to 3% nationwide. Matthew Insko, who's an economist at the BLS, says that probably tipped the scales.
While that might not seem huge, I would say, you know, when it comes to housing, that is a big portion of the CPI. About 40% of total expenditures, household expenditures, go toward housing.
Meanwhile, local gas prices are up 7%, also outpacing the national average. Updated inflation numbers will come later this month. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
Inland Empire lawmakers and community groups are condemning ICE after an agent shot and killed 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good in Minnesota earlier this week. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says Good, a U.S. citizen, tried to strike agents with their vehicle. According to Minnesota Public Radio, that account has been disputed by eyewitnesses, the mayor of Minneapolis, and bystander video. Good's death has resonated locally, especially in Ontario, where a federal agent shot a 24-year-old U.S. citizen near a school bus stop last fall. On Thursday, community members held a vigil honoring Good and others killed by ICE or who died in federal custody. Andrea Galvan is an Ontario resident and volunteer with the Inland Coalition for Immigrant Justice.
They needed to be together in this moment, and we opened it up to the community as well because we're all, I think, really shocked by this and really hurting.
Meanwhile, Democratic Representatives Raul Ruiz and Mark Takano condemned the shooting. They both criticized the Trump administration for questioning Good's character before the facts were established. California and four other states have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration for freezing $10 billion in child care funding, $5 billion of it destined for California. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says this is the 53rd time the state has sued the administration since Trump took office a year ago.
This is just the latest example of Trump's willingness to throw vulnerable children, vulnerable families, seniors under the bus if he thinks it will advance his vendetta against California and Democratic-led states.
Bonta wants the courts to order the administration to release funds already approved by Congress, calling the freeze an unconstitutional abuse of power. In notifying California of the freeze, the Trump administration claimed it had reason to believe there was a potential for extensive and systemic fraud in the state's administration of the programs, including providing benefits to undocumented immigrants. In a blast from the past, a colorful collection of vintage and modern Pez dispensers is on display. The exhibit is free and at the Wellwood Murray Memorial Library in Palm Springs. Curators say the exhibit is giving visitors a free look at the quirky candy's history and pop culture appeal. The display can be seen during library hours from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Sunday. And prices at the pump continue to plummet. The run of decreases has dropped the average price of a gallon of self-service regular gasoline in Riverside County to $4.13. That is the lowest amount since last May. For 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good weekend.